Jenna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Welcome to Happy Hour with lawyer and TV personality Jonna Spilbor and author and inspirational speaker Carol Pesci. Happy Hour comes your way every Sunday morning at this time with life advice, real conversations, and awesome interviews with self-help heavy hitters, best-selling authors, celebrities, and more. Would you like to maybe live better, stress less, and laugh more? Then you've come to the right place.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back again to Happy Hour. Here it is, Jonna Spilbor. Excuse me. It is Carol. Hold on. Jonna, I almost belched. Are you okay?
No. I'm not. Don't you ever almost belch in the middle of my name.
And Frankenberry, okay. Don't cut this part out. Let it go.
Okay. And welcome back to Happy Hour here with Jonna Spilbor and Carol Pesci and myself, Frankenberry, the guy who really should not have red onions and something for breakfast. So I hope everyone is doing all right today as we've got a show now where we are going to revisit one of our favorite guests. And she's been a multiple time guest, multiple jacket
Love
wearer,
her.
Jen Cassetta. And she apparently she's got an event coming up in October. So this is kind of a refresh of the interview that we had with her not too long ago.
And this is also two reasons why we are re-airing our interview with Jennifer Cassetta. Number one, she's fabulous. And yeah, I think she's like she's a multi-time guest on this show. We absolutely love her. And two, I am feeling horribly guilty because I so much wanted to attend this retreat she has coming up. And unfortunately, I can't because I already had tickets to see Barry Manilow. Now, I know. And I told Jen that I wanted to come so bad and it's going to be great. So we're going to re-promote her fabulous retreat that's coming up the weekend of October 12th. And then we're going to, as an homage to Jen, we're going to re-air our most recent interview with her where she does talk about that. And then one more thing. No, wait. There's more. We also have a very huge, gigantic, big, galactic, colossal, did I say huge, announcement at the end of the shoe. So you have to stick around until the end of the show to hear that. But trust me, it's big.
Yes. It is going to be all those adjectives and more. The people are on pins and needles, I'm sure.
So, Jonna, yes. Are you having a rough week by your name that you're using to show up today that I cannot share with our listeners?
That's quite an alias you got going on there today there, Spilborg.
I know. Now, we can't tell the peoples what my alias is today, but we can hint around it. Okay. Did you ever have one of those days where you just want to throat punch like everyone?
Yeah.
Rarely, but I do. There are days, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, maybe for me, I should say, do I ever have a day where I don't want to throat punch?
Uh-huh. Actually, yeah, that is a better way to present it, yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm having a day where absolutely everybody and everything is getting on my nerves. But let me tell you what exacerbated it, and this is not why I have the pseudonym that I have today, which for anybody who's listening, you know, you guys know, because we always tease, that I usually come on as either a fake person or a real person that's not me. But I never come on as me on these Zoom calls that we record this show on. And today, my Zoom name is not a person, it's a mood. And the mood is two words. And the first word is one word you absolutely can never say on the air, according to George Carlin or anybody else. And then the second word
And the FCC.
And the FCC, exactly. Right. And the second word is everybody, end quote. So you guys could figure that out. Yeah. Okay. So I'm sitting here, and this is not why I'm in this kind of mood, although it didn't help. So I'm sitting here as we're preparing for this show. And I recently got several of my skirts and pants hemmed. Because here's the problem. You know, when you're like me and you're a shopaholic and you get a lot of your clothes delivered. No, not a lot. You get all of your clothes delivered. Okay. When you're like that, sometimes it's going to happen that, especially when you're short like me, that you need to get them altered so that, you know, they're not dragging on the floor. And that does take quite a bit of time. So recently I had a bunch of my clothing tailored. Well, I'm sitting here, don't you know, and I was doing some other work as we were waiting. And all of a sudden I moved in just the right way. And I am wearing a skirt when all of a sudden a shooting pain erupts in the back of my thigh. And I jump up like I just got bit by an arachnid. That's a spider.
Yes, we know that. Thank you.
So I jump up. I'm like, I must have got bit by an arachnid, said no one ever. And I grab the hem of the skirt, and sure enough, there is a pin sticking out of the hem. But it gets better because the pin, this couldn't happen if you tried. The pin is one of those pins. It's got like a ball at the end. Like, I guess these are traditional pins that a seamstress would use or a tailor. Right. It's got a ball at one end, and the pin part is the other end. Well, it has been sewn into the hem of this skirt in such a way that I can't get it out.
That you actually have to unhem the skirt to get the pin out, I'm assuming.
In order to get the pin out without ruining the skirt now needs to be unhemmed. So think of my predicament.
You're in your office, right?
I'm in my office. I got no other clothes to put on. I have to function for the rest of the day. And it's like walking on a minefield. Like, I can't sit this way because I might get a pin up my petard. I can't sit that way because I might get stabbed by this pin in my leg. Like, so.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Only me, though. It could only happen to me. I am tempted. I am tempted to mess with this skirt and get it out myself. But right now I've got some. Well, this ain't going to fly.
Now, so right now, Frankenberry, she has twisted the skirt around so the back is facing the front.
Okay. That, couldn't you just put like a little bit of cushioning there, you know, with like, you know, a little bit of tape or something just for the day under
brilliant.
A shirt, you know?
Oh, Frank. Oh, I'm sorry. That's brilliant. Did you say, Curly? Is that what you said? Brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah, I didn't think of it.
It's the first thing I would have thought of.
Okay. Now, as it happens, I do have a piece of tape marking the area where the pin had previously poked me. But here's the problem with your brilliance. And I put your brilliance in air quotes because I share this brilliance with you. And that is because the pin is sewn into the hem, it ain't going to stay put. And a piece of tape on the outside of the hemi ain't going to help the pin inside the hemi not move around as I move around. Hence, my butt is still in danger of being poked by this.
No, I said, but possibly tape some cushioning to it or some of some type.
To my butt?
Take a piece of paper,
fold it up a few times and put a bigger piece of tape. Take a Band-Aid, for gosh sakes, and put it over the pin.
Yes. That is another good idea. Do you think I should, when I do that, should I do that before or after court? Because you guys know I don't have any problem with wardrobe malfunctions in court. I have worn stuff backwards. I have worn stuff upside down. I have worn stuff inside out. Why not just take a big old bandage and put it on my backside? What do you think?
Better than getting stabbed.
Now we got it. We just got the answer. Bandaging the skirt, let me just wrap my legs and my butt. This way, if the pin pokes me, I'm good.
That's an idea.
It's like reverse osmosis. Edible paper. Mm-hmm. Do you guys know what that line is from? Edible paper.
Nope.
Put the mayonnaise in the tuna can.
Night shift. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. God, you guys, that show is old.
Yes, yes. And the other piece of trivia, Michael Keaton's very first film appearance.
Very first what appearance?
That was the first movie he did.
Wow. I didn't know that. That's an interesting piece of trivia. Speaking of movies of Michael, this is so funny. You just created a segue that you didn't even know you created, because this is what I really wanted to talk about this morning before my butt got poked with a pin that's sewn inside my hem, is also kind of related to Michael Keaton. And you'll find out why in a second. So, okay, what I was going to complain about, or what I was going to ask, really, and I'm glad you're here, Frankenberry.
Never be here without
you. Know, I got to tell you, it's so nice sometimes to feel like I have purpose. Thank you. Please go.
All right. Here's my question. How many midlife crises are we allowed as humans? And do you think it's different for women than it is for men? So how many? Like, do you only get one midlife crisis, or can you have a few over the course of your midlife? What say you, Frank and Barry?
Well, I mean, my first question is, why are you asking me? Like, I'm going to give some sort of expert answer.
Well, are you or are you not technically in, quote, midlife, end quote?
I'm 60. I mean, it used to be 50, I guess, if you imagine people living to 100. But midlife crises are really, they're more about, you know, suddenly some dude decides to buy a sports car and feel young again.
Right. I can't believe you're 60.
So you're asking me now this whole midlife question, like, again, I'm an expert for some reason. Why?
Because you are. Because you're an expert on everything.
Well, thank you for the thought. But no, I'm not having a midlife crisis. But I would imagine the answer should probably be one at most. If you have more than one, you've got issues that none of us can handle.
Good to know.
Curly, one, but it can last years, right?
That is possible.
Oh, I like that answer. I like that answer. Because that then makes you sort of normal. Like, you're only having one midlife crisis. It's just a really long one. I like it. I like it.
Okay. It's just lasting for a decade.
All right. Good. Good. Because I am not yet in midlife, as you guys know, being 39. Right? Am I 39, Curly? Am I 39 or 29?
I think that's the highest number you've admitted to.
Yeah. 39 is the last one you got to. Yes.
So while I am not technically yet in midlife, it's possible that I am going through a really long midlife crisis prematurely.
And is this going to tie into the name that you showed up here today with?
No. Oh. And I'm glad you brought that up. No. So this is actually not, I am not mad at the reason why I'm exhibiting this midlife crisis at the moment. No, none at all.
And this does have something to do with Michael Keaton that we'll eventually get to.
Yes, we will eventually get there. It's just
are you comfortable, Frankenberry? Because this ain't happening fast.
Jeez, I mean, you know, these shows where I have to take notes are so tiresome.
I know, isn't this terrible? I'm sorry. I know this is just going to be our random chit chat segment of the show. Okay, so I have decided to. Well, did you guys know that recently I got into hair extensions?
I knew it.
Yeah, you've mentioned that too. You've mentioned that to us and all of us before, yes.
Okay, so look, everybody and their brother, well, I should say everybody and their sister, although in this day and age, could be brother. Hair extensions are all the rage. All the people you see on TV, whether it's news, whether it's reality shows, whether it's anything, whether it's every woman has hair extensions. So they're not like, they used to be kind of rare. Now they're very, very popular. And of course, I've got to get on board that train because I got to keep up with the Joneses and I have to be, you know, hip to be square. But recently, I talked myself into getting really long ones. Like long, luxurious, supermodelish, freakishly long midlife crisis hair extensions. And as a matter of fact, I just did it yesterday. Now, they're gorgeous. Like I have these long, luxurious, I mean, it's all fake, but they don't look fake. These long, luxurious hair extensions. And, you know, I went from shoulder length hair to mid back hair overnight. And I'm looking in the mirror. I'm like, wow. And
nobody will notice.
I know, right? Like, I actually thought nobody would notice. And as soon as I walked into my office, everyone was like, wow, nice hair.
Where'd you get that?
I'm looking in the mirror and it really does look it really does look nice conceptually. It's beautiful. My hair stylist, beautifully done. She's like a magician when it comes to hair, especially hair extensions, especially color. She really is. She does a fabulous job. But as I was looking in the mirror, I said to myself, self, I now have so much long, luxurious hair that my head looks very small. Comparatively speaking. And then the next thing I thought of was Beetlejuice.
I was just going to say, you're going the shrunken head route right now, aren't you?
Yes. And now I don't know. Like, it does. No, listen, I love it. And if my hairstylist listening to this, she is magic. Her name is Delilah DeFelice. She's freaking magic. But I wish I could send you guys a picture because I need to know whether my head is too small for all this hair. That's what I need to know. Is it possible?
I couldn't tell you without actually seeing it there, Spielberg.
So if you believe this is the case, do you either need to dial back and chop off part of your extensions or start getting fillers in your head to make your head bigger?
Ooh, I like that idea.
He was like a John of bobblehead.
Yeah. I like that idea a lot.
Yes, the first 1,000 fans get one.
Do you think that could work? I think that could work. All right, I'm going to send you
a picture of the back of your head.
Why don't you just turn the video on?
I ain't turning the video on. Wait, because I'm going to do something funny.
I'm sorry, Carol. Every time I come up with a simple answer, it just gets shot down.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's all about the lighting. Hang on, let me send you.
So while you're doing that, which makes for great radio.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
I know.
We still don't know why you showed up today with a word you can never say on the radio, and the second word is everybody. You said it didn't have to do with the pin in your skirt that kept stabbing you.
No.
Just a mood?
Did not. It really is just a mood, and it's just a work-related mood. Yeah, that's all it is. Because as everybody knows, like, we record this, we're not recording this or doing the show live at 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning because we enjoy our 7 a.m. on Sunday mornings.
Exactly.
So we decided to, we record this during the week. And as it happens, it's midweek at the office that I'm recording this. And it's, you know, just look, when you're a lawyer, you could have a lot of people can get under your skin at any given moment.
Oh my God!
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that's entirely possible
without warning. So that's why I'm having one of those days. But it can happen to anybody. You don't have to be a lawyer to have one of these moments. Like, I sometimes, even if I weren't a lawyer, I often have this phrase in my head as I'm driving down the road. And say somebody cuts me off, right? You could, that's happened to all of us,
right?
Mm-hmm. You know, or I don't know. I guess there are other times. I mean, surely you two have moments where you want to be this phrase. No.
Yes.
I mean, I've got moments, but my moments are not necessarily that phrase. My moments are the phrase, "Yeah, you're an idiot." So, I mean, it's similar.
So you're in this word you can't say, everybody mood. Everybody's getting under your skin. Maybe you should look to do something to get away for a weekend, do some meditation, get like by the water, by the beach. Nice getaway to turn things around for you.
I wasn't even paying attention to the time. So thank you for that impromptu segu. That was awesome. Okay. And it was very good. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'll make this quick. When we come back from the break, we are re-airing our recent interview with Jennifer Cassetta, who is the author of the book entitled The Art of Badassery. She is the creator of the podcast of the same name. She is a pillar for women and women's empowerment, for self-protection. She's just like an all-around, like, we really dig her. And she just so happens to be having, I don't know if it's her first one, it could be her very first one, a retreat in Montauk coming up in 2 weeks. It's the weekend of October 12th is that Saturday. So I think it's the day before, it ends the day after. I believe there is still room. But when we come back from the break, we're going to re-air our interview. And then in that interview, you will be invited to go visit her Instagram page where you can get more information about this retreat, the Art of Badassery Retreat in Montauk, New York. It's October 10th through 13th. There we go. There are the dates with Jennifer Cassetta. And we're going to speak to her again when we come back from the break.
All right. That sounds good. You've got Jonna Spielberg. You've got Carol Pesci. You have myself. And we're going to come back with that repeat of the Jennifer Cassetta interview that is now fresh again, because she's got that little symposium thing of hers coming up in just a couple of weeks. So please stick around.
Jonna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Live better, laugh harder. It's Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
And welcome back again to Happy Hour here. Jonna Spillboard, Carol Pesci, some dude. And it is time now to get to our guest and a return guest, a friend of the show, and a friend who's got some stuff going on right now.
Oh, yes. And our audience probably will remember her well. She is a friend of ours, a friend to the show, and she is a true quintessential of badass. That's right. I'm talking about Jennifer Cassetta. And just as a reminder to everybody, she is the author of, and what we've talked about on this show a couple of times, the author of The Art of Badassery, Unleash Your Mojo with Wisdom of the Dojo. But it don't stop there, folks. She is also, and you can correct me and we can talk about this, Jen, she's a professional keynote speaker with a TEDx talk under her belt. She's a coach, a health coach, a nutritionist, a self-defense expert. Now she's also a podcaster with the same name of her book. She is going places and we want to ride her coattails. And that's why we have Jen Cassetta back with us today. Jen, ooh, how the hell are you?
Oh my goodness. I have chills just listening to you. Thank you guys. You know I love this show so much.
Jen, I need to out her. So she's introducing you while you're on with us, saying that we're riding your coattails. When in the introduction, in the first segment before you came on, she was taking full credit for your success because of you being on our show.
Yes, you know, yes, she was, and on more than one occasion, Jen.
We launched your career. We're taking full credit for launching your fabulous career. You just don't know that.
Exactly. Just like we hear about those overnight successes, right? That's exactly how it goes. You're just one radio show, and that's it. You're an overnight success.
Right.
Oh, my God.
But we are thrilled. I want to talk about a couple of things because I am loving your podcast. And I really can't believe we didn't think of this sooner because it's such a natural progression from the book. And I also want to talk, did you or did you not do a TEDx talk?
I did. That was about almost a year ago now.
And what was your topic of that? Because we can access that on YouTube, right? Can't we?
Yes. It's called The Art of Empowerment, Mojo from the Dojo. So it's very similar to the book. It's just in TED Talks, you only have 16 minutes, or I think it's 18 minutes is the top, and then they get the cane out. So it's a very condensed version of that same framework, The Art of Badassery.
But how exciting, because that's what a lot of people, a lot of speakers, a lot of coaches really aspire. Not everybody gets to do a TEDx talk, you know.
Exactly.
On stage.
You have to apply probably to multiple, you know, different TEDx talks all over the country. It's quite a process. And I actually got rejected in the middle of the pandemic, I got rejected from all the ones that I applied to. And then a year goes by and I said, well, let me just let it rest for now because I'm writing this book, et cetera. It's a pandemic. And a year later, I hear from one of the ones that I got rejected from. And they said, hey, we'd like for you to try out for this year's TEDx talk. And I'm like, are you sure? You rejected me already. So, but yeah, I guess they changed their mind. So you never know, folks. Even when you get a no, it's not always a no forever.
That's right. And that's another, and that's truly a lesson in badassery, to be honest.
Pointless.
Because some people, I won't mention names, even though I am in the room, would be so mad that she got rejected that when they reached out, she'd be like, in your face. Nope. I ain't doing your dumb TEDx talk. People, I don't care if I can get 6 million views. No, eat it. Eat it. I guess that's not very empowering,
you know.
Yeah, that could be considered a little short-sighted. Yes.
Oh, she just made the speaker speechless.
Yeah. But that's like cut off your nose to spite your face kind of thing.
Yes, which is not really, I don't think anybody would teach that, especially somebody who teaches empowerment. But
right.
Let's talk. How are you loving the podcast?
Okay. I totally understand why you ladies have this successful show and why you've been doing it for so long. Cause it's so fun. It's fun to host people, right?
Yeah. Is that like your full-time gig now? Like, what is that? What you running? No.
No, I release an episode every 2 weeks. I'm just doing my best to try and get really inspiring stories. So the point of it is that I like to have black belts in badassery on my show as guests. And what that means to me is that you have, it's someone who has gone through major challenges in life, obstacles, failures, anything like that, who's gotten, you know, taken down by life and gets back up and now shares their story to help others rise. So I've had some really incredible guests and tell their stories. Today's episode that just dropped is a woman who went from being an NFL cheerleader for the Kansas City Chiefs to an executive and advocate in healthcare, all while battling her own healthcare journey as she found out that she had a golf ball sized tumor pressing on her brainstem.
So, oh my God.
Yeah, just really incredible stories. And now she talks about audacious optimism and how it's a choice. Amazing.
Yeah, I love it.
I was listening to that this morning. I had an appointment before we came here, and I got up to the point I had to turn my car off when I got to the point where she just announced, she said that she's like, and I discovered that because her name is Shauna, that she had that a tumor in her brain, and then I had to go into this appointment. I'm like, oh, but I'm gonna get back to that later, so don't ruin it for me. I want to hear everything she has to say.
Shauna, you're listening? That makes me so
Love podcast. I mean, podcasts to me are just a source. You know, Carol is a very big bookworm. I'm a very big bookworm, but audiobooks. I just love the content that you can get from a really great podcast, and you've now got one.
Well, it's the same as this show, right? It's like, okay, you guys are the original podcasts. OG. Can I just ask something that I have been like, it is on my mind, like almost every day that I open up Facebook. How did Jonna become like a professional cat rescuer? I just need to know, because that was my goal in life.
That's a euphemism for crazy cat lady.
Yeah. She basically tripped over him a little while ago, and then they keep coming back.
I'll tell you, here's how you can become a professional cat rescuer. You ready?
Yep.
Go get yourself a couple of feral cats, one female, one male, and then just sit back and wait for all the little new ferals to arrive, and then be like, oh, I can't not feed these little ferals, oh no, and then just make sure you have lots of food, a lot of patience, and a lot of crates, because every once in a while you're going to catch one, and then you can get them to the vet so they can get shots, and then you come home and you're going to say, I can't let them back out. I know this whole trap, neuter, release thing, there's an R there for release, but I can't release them. I'm just going to put them in the spare room until there's no more room for any of these feral cats. And there you go. You too can be a professional cat rescuer.
Well, it is on my goals list. Like, it's the ultimate goal to have a cat rescue, actually. So
I'm thinking,
Jen, she needs you. I think you two need to team up. She has five.
Oh, wow. Oh my God.
Five. And the mother is a little hussy. This is what the problem is.
Yes.
Anyway. Get her fixed.
And that's the key to my success, is getting her fixed. And it's only, so she's only been around for a year and a couple of months. So I don't know what I'm waiting for. She's like Houdini. I've put crates out. I've done it all. I've gotten her to come in my house. And then when I go to shut the door, boom, lightning. So it's definitely, it's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
Goodness. There is some reward to it though, but it's a lot of work and it's a lot of stress.
Yeah.
Jen, I want to ask you about your book, because when it first came out, we had you, and this is your second book. Your first book was Hear Me Roar, mm-hmm. and your second book is The Art of Badass, because it wasn't mentioned previously, you're a black belt. Mm-hmm. And what you did, and it's been a while since I read your book, if I remember correctly, is you took the primary lessons you learn in the dojo, and then you apply that to life. So maybe we could back up, if people missed you, because it's been a while since you were on to talk about your book.
Yeah.
Give us an overview of what your book is about and who it's for.
For sure. So it is The Wisdom of the Dojo, which is you know, I learned so much back on the mats in New York when I was training in a martial art called Hapkido at World Martial Arts Center. It's now in Brooklyn. And I, you know, it changed my life forever. So the wisdom that I learned, I turned into a framework called The Art of Badassery, where readers, mostly women, even though I, you know, it's funny, I get messages from men sometimes more often than women that love the lessons just as much or even more sometimes. So it's really, the lessons are for anyone, but I wrote the book for women, specifically women that have gone through a hard time, any hard time, right? Like any type of takedown, grief, loss, divorce, failure, job loss, pandemic, whatever it is that has shaken you to your core. I want to help you get back up. And I do that through this framework where we walk from white belt to black belt in badassery. Real quick, high level, white belt is about embracing the suck, right? Getting on the mat.
No, that's right. Embracing the suck. That's right.
Yeah, like showing up to the mat, doing the work, putting it in and knowing that you're going to get taken down by something in life. We all do, right?
Yeah.
And then yellow belt is bouncing back, strategies on how to get back up. Orange belt is about boundary setting, blocking the negativity to protect your peace and power. Green belt is about how you powerfully communicate in the world. Blue belt is about your chi, your life force energy, essentially self-care. We're all going to burn out if we, you know, forget about taking care of ourselves first. Red belt is about going within, being mindful, maybe having a meditation practice or something to connect with your intuition and your higher self. And last but not least, black belt is about being that leader in the world, in your community, in your life, and helping others rise above the ranks as well. And that's the framework.
So for anybody who is currently facing a major challenge and has been maybe knocked off their feet, but knocked to their knees a little bit or a little unstable, or maybe somebody who went through something and hasn't found a way to get themselves past it and back to a better and happier place. Let's take a minute to go back to the first belt. What color is that? The white?
That's white belt. Embrace the suck.
Okay. So give us a little more background on what that means to somebody, because that's the starting point. So can you expand on that a little bit, Jen?
Absolutely. So the first, as a white belt in martial arts, right, I use martial arts as a metaphor throughout the book. You don't need to know anything about it other than martial arts. We all start out as white belts, right? Pure beginners. We show up to the dojo where we do the work. So the metaphor for life is you're showing up to your workplace. You're showing up to your home, your family, all of the, or even out in the streets commuting. You're showing up every day and you're doing the work and you're going to meet your opponents. They may be other people, but likely at some point in your life, they're probably not. They're probably things, like I said already, you're dealing with loss, divorce, challenges, etc., financial hardships, things like that. So knowing that these things are going to be part of life takes a bit of the sting out of it, right? Instead of getting into that victim mentality of poor me or why me, like, why is this happening to me? Just know that this kind of stuff happens to everyone. Not the same exact challenge, maybe, but similar. Everyone gets knocked down. Everyone gets taken down. So there are different exercises in the book. Every chapter ends with a belt test, and I'm using air quotes because... From when you, in martial arts, right, to move from one belt level to the next, you have to pass a very difficult test. And the test usually is not just your physical skills, but a mixture of your mental, emotional, and spiritual skills as well. And that's a bit like life. As we're cruising along, climbing these ladders, you know, going for all our goals and achievements, likely we're going to have to pass a very difficult test before we move from one belt level to the next.
So true. And I like, you know, I don't want to say this is not, this is a bad analogy, but you know, the phrase misery loves company is actually has something negative, but in a way it can be positive because when people are going through their own thing and they feel alone, that is like the worst place to be. And you really are never alone because like you said, everybody is going to face probably more than one big challenge in their life. If we're being, you know, if you're lucky enough to live a long time and knowing that somebody did it before you and came out the other side is, to me, almost half the battle. Because if somebody else can do it, you can do it too. So you always keep that hope. And that's big.
Well, and let's use that. I want to jump off what Jonna just said, because we haven't mentioned it in this interview. We've mentioned it previously. Jen, you were attacked in New York City. Not only were you personally attacked, you were ground zero September 11th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I do share those stories in the book. And honestly, you know, I feel like I've shared them so many times that it's so part of my past, right? Yeah. Like me and along with thousands of other people were blocks away or even in the towers on September 11th. And I feel really fortunate that I am here to tell the story. But that story for me anyway, and again, I don't want to overshare it. I feel like I've shared it so many times, was a pivotal moment for me because it brought me deeper into my martial arts training. So this is the point of at least the first two chapters, is to help you look back into your life and point out those really difficult moments, the seasons of suck, if you will. And not to say, oh, thank you, universe, for sending me all these terrible things, but thank you, you know, thank you to me. Thank you to you for getting you through them, for knuckling down or doing whatever it is that you had to do to get to that next level, to get through the pain and the suffering and the heartache and all of it. Just to, you know, to be able to look back and recognize that for yourself, that can feel very empowering. Yeah.
Give yourself credit.
Definitely.
Yeah. I think we all struggle with that.
Yeah. And then back to Jonna's point about not doing it alone, that comes in the second chapter. One of the strategies on how to bounce back is to roll with the punches. And part of doing that is lean into your community. Find the people in your life that have gone through these really tough situations similar to the ones you have. And for that, I was actually going through this right before my book launch. I had to get a hip replacement, right? At the ripe old age of 45 at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was scared to death. But what I did was I reached out. I looked online for other people that have gone through the same surgery that I needed to have. And I found a group online called Young People with Total Hip Replacements. And they called Yeah, they call themselves hipsters and hippies. And I'm like, okay, well, these are my people right now. And yeah, for months, I was like on in that Facebook group listening as people shared resources and help and inspiration. And, you know, that's what I'm talking about. Like, we don't need to go through our problems alone. And trust me, no matter what you are going through, there are people out there that have already been through it. So find them, seek them out, lean on them for support.
You took your own advice.
Mm-hmm. Got to walk the talk, right?
So Jen, you do a lot of, do you still do self-defense training along with your other speaking?
I do. A lot still virtually, believe it or not, for large companies that want to host me on Zoom, essentially for you know, employees that are based all over the country, spread out, sometimes even globally. I will do it from my living room on Zoom. It's crazy.
I'm such a big believer in this because I've seen you in person. You actually came and did something locally. We worked together with Deborah Hanlon.
Yeah.
For anybody's listening who is in that position to make that decision for your company, whether you are the owner or whether you are a key decision maker, I'm not exaggerating when I say you could be saving the life of one of your employees or someone in their family by bringing someone like Jen in, either flying you in and having you do your presentation in person or virtually by teaching basic self-defense skills. It's so, so important.
Sometimes basic self-defense skills is all it takes. And I know this woman, her name is Kelly Heron Lieberman. I wrote about her in my book. She is on my podcast.
Is she the one that was jogging and then got attacked in the bathroom?
Exactly. And yep. She saved her life. She fought off an attacker for eight and a half minutes.
That's a lifetime. That is a lifetime.
Exactly. Yeah, really. Exactly. And all because her company brought in a self-defense instructor 2 weeks prior and she took the course. So that's
goosebumps. Mm-hmm. My whole body's goosebumps. Wow.
Yeah. It's that amazing. Wow.
Jen, I time always goes by so fast with you. You have something coming up in our neck of the woods in Montauk. Can we talk about that if people want to work with you in person?
Absolutely. Montauk is such a special place to me, and I know other people as well, but it's a place I've been going to since I was a little kid. It's a place that I had a really special time with my family, but mostly my dad, who is no longer with us. Yeah. But he was the one that got me into self-help and personal growth and personal development. And he loved it out there so much, the quiet, the peacefulness of it, the salty smell in the air. So I am finally hosting a retreat, the Art of Badassery Retreat, the first one this October. And it's going to be so special. We're going to be doing mindset work, meditation, and martial arts movement, all with group discussions and, you know, beach walks and all the things that make a retreat so special. I cannot wait. Are you going to leave?
What a wonderful time of year, too. That's going to be gorgeous.
Oh. What a great, how many people, is there a max out? Like, do people have to sign up? Where do they sign up? How many can you have? That kind of
thing. Yeah, it is definitely limited spots. I already have a bunch of people that filled out the interest form. So I definitely see it selling out quickly. But it's the weekend of October 10th through the 13th. And the early bird discount runs out on August 1st. So if you hit me up on Instagram at Jen Cassetta, I will send you the details. If you go to my website, jennifercassetta.com, the information is there on my blog. Easy to find. I'm so excited. Are you ladies going to come, do you think?
I got to look at the calendar. I honestly think my husband's traveling. Just last night talking, he's got something going on in October, so I need to check the date. But how fun would that be?
So amazing. I do have to share that meditation is what I'm so into lately. Like, I've been going so deep, and I feel like it's really transforming my life. So as much as, you know, the martial arts and the physicality of it all, I love, but at this stage in my life, I want to share some of that so much, because especially for women, it's a place where you can get so quiet and so connected to within that you can literally hear answers. You can get creative inspiration. You can figure out what you truly desire, what you truly want, and what you truly need in this lifetime. And that's what I want to help women do.
Oh my gosh.
That's amazing. I love that. Well, Jen, unfortunately, we have to wrap up, although we could keep on going. But just to remind everybody, if you haven't already read her book, The Art of Badassery, please do check out the podcast of the same name. And then go on Instagram, because just the advertisement you have for the Montauk thing, I'm like right there. I am right there. But it's always a pleasure talking with you. Jen Cassetta, you're amazing. And we always love having you on the show.
I love you ladies so much. Thank you to everyone listening. Thank you, dude. Some random dude.
Yes. And the some random dude says thank you as well for joining us again. Much appreciated. And we are not done with Happy Hour just yet this morning. Jonna Spilborg, Carol Pesci, and myself will be right back. We've got segment number 3 on the way.
Jonna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Laugh more, stress less. It's Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
And welcome back again, everyone, to Happy Hour. It's Jonna Spilborg. It is Carol Pesci. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Frankenberry.
So the audience might not, if you listen to the first segment, you know that Jonna talked about the fact that she's gotten some hair extensions, and she did send Carol and I a picture, finally, because God forbid she turned on the video for our Zoom session here, and holy cow, that is a lot of extra hair that Jonna's got going on in the back of her head, and it looks very nice, by the way, and as Carol said, wow, it all looks like it's actually attached to your head.
It does.
Yeah.
And as mentioned, it is attached. It's just attached with thread, not attached with roots.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, it was nice to revisit the Jennifer Cassetta interview.
Yeah, she's great. And you know what I love about many things, that, you know, she is a legit badass. She's a black belt. She's a nutritionist. She's an empowerment coach. She does public speaking. And she's been on the show enough times that she knows us, so she plays with us. And I like that she is like one of the gang.
Oh, yes.
She absolutely is. And I hope she does more of these retreats, because we really, really, really should go. And like I said, I'm missing it for Barry Manilow.
Right. But wait, before you end with that, haven't you told us that you've already seen Barry Manilow and how much you really, really enjoyed it and were surprised by that?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. This is my time seeing Barry Manilow.
What time? I missed it. How many times?
Second.
Yeah, because I remember you telling us about it. So that's the reason I can understand why you're going to go see him again. So that's okay. It's okay to miss out for doing something like this.
Well, the first time I was a guest of another great friend of the show, Heather Hansen, she had acquired tickets. And she said, I think you would like to go. We went. We had a great time. And I enjoyed it so much that I know that my cousins would also enjoy it. And look, he's no spring chicken. I don't know how much more he's going to tour. So then I got tickets for us and for my cousins. So that's a little treat for them.
Well, where is it?
Radio City. But it happens to be the same weekend. Now, interestingly, so good. I hope everybody.
He's 81 years old.
I actually thought he was older. 81? That's not bad.
Oh, Jana's going to be sashaying in there in her high heels and her cool cutoff jeans and some bun top and her super long hair. Listen to the 81-year-old singer.
That's right.
That's right, man. Recalling her favorite tunes from the 70s.
Her name was Lola.
And then, I know, that's we're going right. to hope that Jen Cassetta does another retreat very soon. But in the meanwhile, so here's our other big announcement, because, you know, change is good, whether change is your hair or change is you're going to a weekend retreat or change is you're going to go see an old decrepit icon.
right. Or maybe you catch a store and it's going out of business sale and you get new underwear. Understood.
That can happen. So we want all of our listeners who we absolutely love and we know you love us too, because we hear you when we run into you in public and are so appreciative of the love that you give us. We want you to stay tuned and follow, especially my Facebook page, Instagram. I need a few more of you probably don't go over there, but I'll post on both, that you're going to find us soon. Someplace new. That's all I'm going to say. You got to pay attention to my social media pages in order to know where that is, because we want you to stay in touch with us and us with you. And just remember that change is good.
Right. And, you know, I have no issues with following you on your Facebook page. And I'm not going to follow on Instagram because I just find Instagram to be absolutely useless. But I do follow you on your Facebook because, you know, I am a crazy cat lady guy. So I have to follow you just to see the latest photos. So I will catch the other information as well.
Oh, good. Good. Very good.
And I'm assuming it's important for me to stay up on this too, right?
Very important.
That would be key.
Okay, yeah. Cool. All right.
So with that,
I suppose we can call this a morning and say thank you again to, and as I've said in the past, say thank you again to Jennifer Cassetta for joining us when she didn't know it. And also for Jonathan Spillbore and Carol Pesci, I am Frankenberry, and we've got more in store. So you just stick around with Happy Hour. Thanks for joining.
You've been listening to Happy Hour with Jonna Spillbore and Carol Pesci. More life advice, real conversation, and another awesome interview comes your way next Sunday at 7 a.m. to help you live better, stress less, and laugh more. Until then, catch this week's show and others at the Happy Hour link on K104online.com.